This is the closing market report for Friday afternoon. It's the 26th day of May. We're now joined by Eric Snodgrass. He's at Agrible. Hey, Eric, thanks for being with us. I'm looking forward to a really good Memorial Day weekend. Will we have rain?
You know, that's a tough question to answer right now, because there's going to be some interesting stuff coming through the state of Illinois over the next 36 hours or so. You know, right now I'm watching this system that's going through parts of northern Illinois, and it's actually trying to kick off some storms a little bit further south, right there kind of where Iowa, Illinois, and Missouri all kind of meet. And so we've got our first round of storms going through the northern half of the state today, and then they're going to spread across Indiana and Ohio, even parts of Kentucky, West Virginia, really bringing a lot of thunderstorm activity to those areas. Nothing right now looks to be really severe. These storms really lack the strong upper-level support, as we call it, to develop. But we got another thing coming tomorrow. So coming off the Great Plains, watching another system for tomorrow night. This will be Saturday night. System moving across parts of Missouri. And this one's got me a little concerned. And the reason why is because the models have been very consistent in trying to turn this thing into a rather large, what we call MCS. To everybody else, we call them squall lines. These squall lines, as they move across the state, could really cause some damage. And right now we're seeing this one try to move across southern Illinois on Saturday night, Saturday evening, Saturday night. And the big thing is that over the weekend, we have this weak little system that's moving toward the Great Lakes, and it might bring even more rain on Sunday and might possibly still kind of clip the Indianapolis 500. I'm not sure just yet. But you know what's interesting about this? We've been so wet, and the rain is not shutting down. But you know who's been getting missed has been the Dakotas. The latest U.S. Drought Monitor update just actually raised their level. They now have what's called D1 drought in part of the Dakotas, which is causing some problems there. And so I've been on the phone with some of those folks, and they've been basically telling me it's dry, and they're starting to get worried. Now, we look beyond that. Over the next 10 days or so, it's not really drying down too much at all. So we certainly have an active pattern in the short term.
Well, what we'd really like is for it to dry down and for some heat to come in to give us some growing degree days. Is that possible?
Our big problem so far this year has been just persistent troughing over the last month or so. And that's where the jet stream is just in an unfavorable kind of formation for us to get any heat. But I'm starting to see some signals, maybe that by the end of the first week of June, that we could start to see some central U.S. ridging in the jet stream. And if that happens, that can bring in some of that heat that we need. It's kind of funny. We do need heat in June. Turns out corn likes the heat in June. Doesn't like it in July, but likes the heat in June. It really helps it grow quickly. So, you know, I'm keeping a close eye on that end of that first week of June as a good starting time for us to start to build in some of the heat that we need. So I'll keep watching it, let you know about it.
Hey, Eric, thanks so much. And for all the work you guys over at Agrible do for us here at Illinois Public Media.
Yeah, thank you.
And of course, Eric Snodgrass, he's with Agrible. You can catch him, all the rest of our weather updates on our website at willag.org, willag.org. Have a great Memorial Day weekend. Recall that the CME Group, the markets are closed on Monday. We'll talk with you again live on Tuesday, but we do have a good show for you right here on the Closing Market Report for Monday afternoon. I'm U of I Extension's Todd Gleason.